Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at tricountycontractingwi.com.
Every Thursday on Wisconsin's Morning News, we celebrate and recognize an everyday hero. An everyday hero we define as an average John or Jane Doe who had no idea when they got up one morning that they would be saving a life. Everyday Hero is sponsored by Zura Memory Care and Assisted Living, transforming the culture of care. Today we head to North Carolina, Vince, Ashe County, North Carolina. As you know, some of these areas have been hit hard with flooding and landslides from the storm that was Hurricane Helene, Tropical Storm Helene. It's been devastating, still is, in a lot of these areas. A man named Eddie Hunnell was in town in Grassy Creek for his son's wedding. Just happened to be in the area. And obviously that this was changing things with all the weather and the rain and the flooding that they were dealing with. Well, he's in an area where neighbors are losing their houses. Floods are going through these areas. This is in wooded areas, there's terrain, the mountains and all that. And what they see is a neighbor in this area, their house is starting to wash away. And we have the video online. I'll tell you how to get it here in a second. But as they notice this, there's a woman named Leslie Worth who's still in her house as it's starting to move.
Ah! Oh, she's there. Oh, they...
It's women yelling to Leslie, calling her Les. She's in this house as it's starting to move. And you can kind of hear the house kind of going through the trees, starting to get pushed. Hear that?
The house is moving.
Yes. And they're yelling for her, get out of the house, get out of the house. Well, obviously, she's stuck in there. She's able to jump out. She's got a life jacket on, but the currents, don't forget, this is flood water. It ain't like you just jumping out and then just standing there.
When it was happening, I was trying to make a calculated risk. How do we save her?
That's Eddie Hunnell. Again, he was there for his son's wedding. He decided, got to get this lady. Doesn't know her. So he gets out on a rowboat and had on a life jacket. They had the rowboat tied off, but he's trying to get it out into the center of the floodwaters. He can't get out that far. He's worried that she's going to float past him, that he's not going to be able to get to her before she comes down the current. So he jumps in.
Grew up swimming on a swim team. I was a lifeguard. I'm in okay shape, and I just couldn't watch her die. I felt like I needed to do that.
So he tells...
How about my guy? I'm in okay shape.
Yeah. He tells WCNC, this isn't a young guy. He's got a, you know, adult son who's getting married later that day, and he decides to jump in. So he jumps in. He's able to get her, to bring her to safety. They hug when they got her to the shore.
It didn't really hit me until I laid down in bed that night and about had a panic attack. But I didn't see another option.
Leslie and her husband are alive and well today. They've lost their house. They were also invited to the wedding. Just to have somewhere to eat.
What are y'all doing tonight?
Yeah.
Right, hey, we got you.
Come by us. Stay by us. Thank you. Thank you to Eddie Hunnell, an everyday hero. If you'd like to see the video, it's pretty remarkable. Text the word hero to the WTMJ talk and text line 855-616-1620. We'll send you that. Thank you, Eddie, for being an everyday hero. Sponsored by Azura Memory Care and Assisted Living, transforming the culture of care.